It's Illume Group's Andrea Lay, Packed View's Melissa Burdick, the Wizard of Wooden Hill Shri, and I'm PVSB from Flywheel, a division of Omnicom. Before we get to the CPG Guys episode you've downloaded, it's the week of April 22nd, and of course it's time for the Fresh Four. Four curated news stories from the past week. We found them boundlessly intriguing. We hope you do too. Brought to you through our partnership with RetailWit, your one-stop shop for retail industry intelligence and news. RetailWit.com. It's retail right now. Leading off, Shri.
Thank you, Peter. And Amazon Live introduces a new shoppable ad-supported channel to Prime Video called Freevee, featuring 24/7 interactive content from celebrities and brands, leveraging its Shop the Show technology to enhance viewer engagement and boost its advertising revenue. At least that's the plan. The channel leverages Amazon's Shop the Show technology to enable viewers to easily purchase content seen on the TV screen via a mobile device. The CPG guys and I are excited to try this out, and we will report back how it performs back here in one of our blogs on the CPG guys. So I look forward to that. Over to you, Peter, for what's going on with Walmart Marketplace.
Thanks, Shri. Walmart Marketplace opens Omni service to auto sellers. Walmart is enabling customers to order eligible tires from Walmart sellers and have them shipped to a local Walmart store for easy installation at their auto care centers. Walmart sellers have added 12,000 unique items, including specialty tires, to provide nearly 40,000 marketplace offers that are installation eligible at 2,300 auto care centers around the country. The expanded tire selection complements Walmart's existing auto services that include accessories and battery services, while giving sellers more access to Walmart's omnichannel customer base. Over to you, Andrea.
Hello, Fresh Four listeners. Amazon begins offering Dash Carts to other grocers. Amazon has begun offering its Dash Carts to third-party grocers, expanding the checkout technology beyond Amazon grocery banners and Whole Foods market stores, according to a blog post from the company. Amazon introduces Dash Carts to non-Amazon grocery stores, starting with select locations in the Kansas City area. This rollout comes shortly after Amazon ceased its Just Walk Out technology in Amazon Fresh and Whole Foods. Customers using Dash Carts tend to spend 10% more, with over 80% of the transactions from repeat users, highlighting the cart's convenience and efficiency. Over to you, Melissa.
So Heinz has launched a new limited edition barbecue sauce. Heinz and Barbie lovers in Europe are in luck. A limited edition pink vegan mayo with barbecue sauce was launched to celebrate Barbie's 65th anniversary. Mattel and Heinz have unveiled the new Heinz Classic barbecue sauce. It will be available in the UK and Spain initially, and may be available elsewhere in the future. Additionally, there's 5,000 bottles of the new sauce available to purchase online, but they can only be shipped to the UK and Ireland. So for those of you in the US who are curious, you can do what I do and go to TikTok and search pink barbecue sauce, and you will find it.
Thank you, Melissa. That's it for the Fresh Four. Now on to the CPG Guys episode that you've downloaded. Welcome to another episode of the CPG Guys podcast. Our co-hosts, Shri Rajagopalan and Peter V.S. Bond, explore how brands and retailers engage with consumers online, in-store, and everywhere in between. And now, here are Shri and Peter.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the CPG Guys podcast. I'm PVSB, aka the Content CPG Guy. My domain expertise revolves around digital shelf content, retail, customer data, insights, CRM, and loyalty. My co-host, well, he's the optimization CPG guy. He's an expert at branding, direct-to-consumer enablement, unified commerce, retail media, and marketplaces. That is a lot. So please join me in welcoming the man with one name, Shri. Shri, how are you today?
Peter, that's very kind of you. Pleasure doing this week over week with you, and I'm particularly excited today because we have someone from a retailer as our guest. Can't wait.
Oh, absolutely. That is very exciting for us. And before we get to our guest, I want to remind our audience that all of our content, including our much valued, it seems, a series on e-commerce profitability, our Women's Leadership series from last October, our Founder series from the first quarter of this year, 2021, all of that's available. It's free. Just go to cpgguys.com and you can find it, audio, video, all sorts of documents as well that support some of what we're talking about, particularly the profitability series. And as you know, our show is very audience driven. And so we want your feedback to help guide who we invite on and what we talk about. So the way you can do that is pretty simple. Just go to ratethispodcast.com/CPGguys. Go to the Apple platform, leave a star rating. I'm a big fan of the number 5, but it's up to you. But more importantly, leave a review. Actually write a review and tell us what you'd like to hear more about. We want to make sure that what we're producing is in line with what you're looking to learn about. And we are an educational podcast. That is our primary function. So I'm excited to turn to today's guest because of a number of reasons. First of all, as Sri alluded to, she leads e-commerce for a very large national retailer. Last year, this particular retailer announced it would be joining the Instacart marketplace, which is one of the favorite topics for Sri and me to banter about when we're not talking baseball. And third, her company is actually a client of Power Reviews, where I work when I'm not podcasting. In her role as SVP of e-commerce at Big Lots, she drives omnichannel transformation. We'll ask her what that means in a second. So please join us in welcoming to the podcast, Erica Fortune. Erica, it's such a great pleasure to speak with you. How are you doing today?
I am fantastic. Thank you. Coming to you from Columbus, Ohio. The sky is blue and all is good. So thanks for having me.
That's wonderful. And before we get into the questions, Eric, if you could be so kind to tell us a little bit about Big Lots and what your areas of responsibility are there.
Sure, no problem. So Big Lots, it's one of the largest neighborhood discount retailers in the U.S. We have over 1,400 stores and we offer shoppers everyday great value on home essentials. You can get everything from toilet paper and Tide to seasonal items like Christmas trees, fantastic lawn and garden furniture, as well as sofas and mattresses, all at an exceptional value and price. My main focus there, I have the privilege of leading the e-commerce team. So my focus is really looking at the operations, strategy, and innovation side, while also serving on our executive leadership team. So I report to Bruce Thorne, our amazing CEO, who's been with the company for about 2 years. I'm responsible for driving omnichannel transformation. It's a lot, and it's a really cool job. So the big initiatives that we're exploring around e-com, mobile, product management, user experience, the site merchandising, and even a little bit of development, the front-end development team reports up through my vertical.
Wow, so you're not doing much these days.
Yes, no, not doing much except managing my dogs and their vocal choir behind me as well. And then I'm leading the expansion of our omni-channel capabilities as well. So we've been going through a transformation. The last 18 months have been a blur, but so exciting. Leading the initiatives of buy online, pick up in store, curbside pickup, our ship from store program, as well as same day delivery and Instacart. So we've been very busy and pivoting and moving quickly to keep up with our customer demands.
That's great, Eric. I'm pleased to say that last Sunday, I did my first Big Lots home delivery transaction through your partnership with Pickup. It was seamless.
Right.
It was delivered within 5 minutes of the window, delivery window that was stated being open. So I was very happy with it. And it was very easy to do on your site. So thank you for that.
Very good. If you would like to go on and write a review, I'll take that 5 stars as well.
Oh, you know I am. You know I am. So we'll take care of that. I think I may have already done that. But in any event, great news and some great products I was able to procure at a tremendous value. My daughter loved her Minnie Mouse Disney t-shirt that I got off of your site. So anyway.
That's great. That's coming from our new area, The Lot, which has all of these fun, seasonal, great treasure hunts at fantastic buys, all curated at the front of our store. So glad you were able to find something that fit your treasure hunt.
That is great. It was wonderful. So thank you. So let's get to the questions. I know Sri is really anxious, as I am, to talk about this. So I'm gonna lead us off and let's have a great conversation. First, I want to know a little bit more about you, Erica. You have a deep experience in digital retail merchandising, having worked at a number of different retailers. Could you share a bit about your professional journey and ultimately what excited you about joining Big Lots and what it's like, particularly like in the midst of this pandemic, to lead such an important initiative?
Sure. So I'm a merchant at heart, Kent State, Ohio grad there, but I have a passion for really creating experiences, and that started at a very young age for me. And I love bringing experience that should be more physical or were thought of as more physical, and bringing those into digital. Being able to be that silent sales associate and meet the needs of consumers online, it's always been something that fueled my curiosity. And then being able to extend an aisle, right? Extend those walls. You're not limited by store space into a virtual environment with unlimited capacity. It really helps to reinforce a brand's value proposition while servicing the customer needs. So always a merchant at heart, love product, love figuring out what a customer needs when they don't realize that they need it. Why I joined Big Lots? I think the question is, why not? Why wouldn't you? In 2014, you know, Big Lots was a $5 billion retailer without an e-commerce presence. And it was pretty unheard of to be that size of a retailer without venturing into a real transactional e-commerce experience for both the brand and the customer. Since then, you know, the journey, I've been here a little over 6 years. We've now moved into being the number one omnichannel retailer in 2020, which is a fantastic feat and a journey that's just layered with a ton of talent, a ton of strategy and innovation. And we, you know, we're poised to continue to evolve our capabilities to maintain that title. But it was really more, why not? Why not go build something special? I love to build, and it's been the perfect platform for me and our customer and our brand to all grow collectively.
Erica, I did sneak peek your LinkedIn profile, and I did see you are a true merchant at heart with the various
experiences. He's a cyber stalker. I'm just going to warn you, Erica. He cyber stalks.
Oh. And first of all, welcome to the show. Thank you for making time for the CPG guys today and chatting with us. But I believe congratulations are in order for all this recent success you've had and for joining the leadership team at Big Lots as well. So I'm going to jump right into outcomes and results, since you are a merchant at heart. Based on, you know, public data and the just announced Q4 results, Big Lots, when you look at e-commerce and omnichannel and platforms, has delivered over 130% in sales growth. And so I don't think it requires me to obviously state that the last year must have been a big change for your group overall in what you're contributing to the overall success of the entire company, the retailer itself. So if you can share for our audience, cast a shadow on the last 12 months, what were like the few big things you did to drive that sort of phenomenal success?
Sure. Yeah, it has been quite a year, one that will go down, has gone down in the record books. But we just reported a great quarter last Friday. We delivered exceptional growth across our e-commerce and omni-channel platforms. And as you mentioned, sales increased over 130%. As a forward-thinking leader, you know, my team and I, we are working daily to modernize the online shopping experience with the goal of creating channel-less shopping. We work to develop and execute strategy built really around best practices in e-com, innovation, and overall business intelligence to deliver results that maximize the business potential and associated revenue within the marketplace. And for Big Lots, our journey really began in terms of transformational change in 2019 for BigLots.com. It was a big breakthrough for us. And the reason being, we focused on the launch of buy online, pick up in store, which we internally call BOPUS, across our entire chain, our entire 1,400 stores. And what that did was it opened up inventory visibility across a much broader assortment. As I mentioned at the beginning, you know, we carry everything from food, consumables, toilet paper, laundry detergent, mattresses, and sofas. So opening up buy online, pick up in store, our visibility to our amazing discounts and value was magnified. It was also our first phase in launching easy and convenient shopping. And then 2020 came along, right? And we had all of these great strategies in place. We were well positioned to play offense. We extended deeper into the omni-channel fulfillment to continue erasing that friction for our customer experience. That's where you saw at the beginning of the pandemic, we quickly launched curbside pickup, allowing for our 1,400 stores to easily and conveniently serve our customers We launched our relationship with Instacart, which we'll talk more about, I hope. Same day delivery, that was a game changer for us. You can go on to biglots.com and order a sofa and have it delivered same day for $95. No one else is doing that. And then we ended up launching a ship from store and leveraging our 47 strategically placed stores to enable two-day shipping to 90% of our customers across the U.S. So a ton of work in a very short time to service the customer and service the needs and continually innovate and build upon our value proposition.
So if the CPG guys don't applaud right there, order a sofa for $95, get it the same day. I mean, that's profound. Congratulations.
Thank you. And it's unbelievable value for our customers, because not only can she or he get that sofa right now, you know, the weather's turning nice, the lawn and garden sets, get that patio spruced up, but she can also have, you know, the toilet paper and the bath towels and the home decor delivered in the same trip. So it's really a fantastic program, and I look forward to leaning in a little deeper and continuing to optimize there.
You know, Sri, if I thought you had room in your West Side residence in Manhattan, I would actually order you a couch right now, but I don't. I don't think your wife would be very happy if I put that much occupying property in your space.
Why not a signed baseball by Babe Ruth himself?
No, I'm not going there. That's another conversation. So Erica, looking into this year, what are some of the major priorities for user experience that your team is really focused on delivering into the enterprise? And there's always this concept of considering whether you build or you buy in the process. Can you walk us through how you think about those things as you're trying to achieve these priorities?
Sure. We are focused on building a best-in-class user experience, and that's across any device, any way the customer wants to shop. We want to remove friction across the journey, whether that's starting online, which most of our journeys for our customers do start online. That's their first introduction to our brand. But we want to remove that friction. We want to reduce abandonment, and we want to provide a clear path to purchase, right? We don't want to get in her way. From a personalized experience perspective, they need to be mobile friendly. We want to expand our payment options and easy, convenient payment options, extending upon our lease online pickup in store program, where our customers can lease that sofa and pay over time. But we want to close the gap between Big Lots and our competition. We believe that our customer deserves a seamless omni-channel experience, and that's what we're working towards. And specifically, we notice friction in our funnel between browsing and add to cart, as well as checkout. So we go after the key areas that we believe can drive significant impact to that conversion rate and overall demand. For your second question, I believe it was around build versus buy.
Yep.
It's a balance. It really is a balance. We have a very, very talented IT team in-house that I work with, my team works with daily, in looking at our roadmap, developing our roadmap, and adding enhancements to our website. So it really is project by project. Depending on the project and what the objective is, and sometimes the timeline, we will evaluate if we need to build it internally or find a best-in-class vendor to partner with. We also need to look at, and I'm constantly saying, do we have the talent? Do we have the resources in the building, in that expertise to make it successful? We don't want to venture into a project unless I know we're going to get a great return on it and it's going to be a benefit to both the business and the customer. A good example of that would be our partnership with Reflection. They're our personalization tool that we launched early in 2020. And it's helped us to optimize our internal search, which is a door we know our customer comes through frequently, by providing relevant product recommendations and personalized browse and content, all while leveraging our site data and our in-store data.
I'm going to go to the next layer of that, which is content. So I'd love to learn how content comes together at the end of the day on the retail website. Like, do you all have a process like we do in manufacturer land, a PIM, a DAM, because obviously in this case, you're sourcing a lot of that from manufacturers, but you are Big Lots and your SKU and your assortment traditionally changes over the course of time pretty actively. So how does all that come together? Do you have a separate group that handles that within your team under the e-commerce umbrella? And the whole notion of a product detail page, et cetera, is there like some sort of a third party helping you out in the space that brings everything together?
Good question. We manage that internally for the most part, but in partnership with vendors who are providing us with the insight into what works. They're the experts in their product. We're a host. We're a platform for the national brand players. When it comes to our internal brands like Broyhill, which you can come on and buy a fantastic sofa, we have the expertise in-house. Our merchants are identifying what is the purpose of putting this in our stores? What's the purpose of putting this online? What's the value proposition for our customers? And how do we best represent the selling and telling that silent sales associate for bringing it to life? So all of that content, both images, the PDP item descriptions, most of the private label is being developed in-house. And then the third party national brands is being sent to us through a content aggregator. But the storytelling around what our key focuses are, that's all layered back to our strategy, right? What are we leaning into? What are we communicating to the customer in terms of value, treasure hunt, that all ladder back to our key strategic pillars?
So I'm going to slip my power of use hat on for a second, because I'd be remiss if I didn't do that. I'll throw out a leading question, Erica. From your perspective, how does customer feedback like product ratings and reviews contribute to customer engagement in the experience?
We all read reviews, don't we? I think I read a stat the other day, 90% of customers read online reviews before visiting a business, especially Big Lots, right? If her journey is starting online, having robust content, back to your question tree, around great content coupled with reviews is a very, very powerful package. We know that our consumers trust the online reviews as much as the personal recommendations. And when we can get user-generated content with those reviews, in addition to those five stars, that's a win-win. So we find that our customers who engage with reviews are more likely to purchase product, and they're likely to stay on our website longer, and they're also likely to remain a customer over time, right? They're going to come back on, they're going to engage with the brand, they're going to tell all their friends, and hopefully they're also posting on our robust social media platforms across Facebook, Instacart, et cetera. We have a lot of hashtags that include Big Lots, and we love all of those followers and that sharing that occurs.
How awesome. So thank you for sharing all that about ratings and reviews and how, your opinion of that. I'd like to get into fulfillment. And, today, the various fulfillment options you have, you've obviously got the existing box and delivery, home delivery location of your choice, which you've had for quite some time. You have enabled curbside pickup recently, which is a big deal. It allows people the flexibility. Hey, if I have impulse, I want to get that product now, I can easily come over and pick it up. But as of June 2020, you're joining the Instacart family and the Instacart marketplace, which means you have a partnership with them, if I interpret that right, for consumers, shoppers to come pick up same day home delivery through the website. Now, typically, a lot of products that you sell aren't really in the impulse categories. Could you take us through your thinking of this surround sound methodology of, the more five-day home delivery, the curbside pickup, as well as the instant fulfillment pickup through Instacart? Like, what went into that, and why should another retailer or anybody in this space think about all these different delivery ecosystems?
Yeah, we have a robust portfolio. It's been quite a journey, as I mentioned earlier in the discussion. We were really excited to launch all of those omni-channel initiatives and provide our customers with an even more seamless shopping experience. We are working with Instacart to introduce customers to a wide variety of home goods and decor that goes beyond their typical grocery marketplace. And that was new for them, and that was new for us. So throughout COVID, we recognize that people need easy access, right? Everyone needed easier access to affordable essentials more than ever before. So, you know, our mission here at Big Lots is to provide big savings on home essentials in the communities that we serve. And we knew that a partnership with Instacart was a great strategic option. And so that partnership has gone very, very well. We actually launched the Instacart partnership to enable same day delivery prior to launching our own program. And our own program is similar to what we do with Instacart. However, that we can add in the big and bulky items like the sofas, like the mattresses, like the large lawn and garden patio sets. So the same day pickup partnership, pickup is the name of the provider that we work with, that allowed us to provide customers the opportunity to easy order from a broader assortment, as I mentioned, from their local Big Lots store, and then it's delivered same day. Both of those initiatives were key in us remaining relevant during the pandemic, and rolling those programs out curbside, as you mentioned, went to 1,400 stores. Instacart activated our inventory and accessibility across those 1,400 stores in a vast array of markets. And then our same day delivery program with pickup activated even more inventory and visibility across about 900 plus stores. So they've all been great partnerships. Instacart, what I'm most excited about there was we were one of the first home retailers to be on their marketplace, and it's been a mutually beneficial relationship. We're teaching them, they're teaching us, and I think it gives visibility to our brand to a broader audience that may not already be aware of Big Lots.
We had the pleasure of having Josh Ryder from Instacart on talking about their ad platform last year, and practically from the minute we invited him on to when he actually showed up, four major retailers joined the platform. I think you had just joined at the time we were talking to him. So quite impressive. What I also hear you saying is that because of some of those larger items, if you want access to the entire Big Lots assortment for home delivery, going to your site and availing yourself of the delivery system on that platform that is being fulfilled by pickup is the way you can get the full assortment, correct?
Exactly.
Brilliant. All right. So we like to make the sausage, or at least we like to talk about making the sausage here. So one of the questions we get the most from our audience about Instacart is really understanding what you need to give them to appear on their marketplace. So what are kind of like the core components of what you're delivering and what frequency so that your products can actually be presented to consumers, and that those consumers on their marketplace can ensure that they're getting a product that's going to be in stock?
Yeah, it's not as simple, or it's not as complicated as one might think. They need product data. They need inventory and a store location, and they need it at a frequency of at least once a day for us. They've been fantastic partners. They know the formula, and they've helped to guide us through, obviously, but we were working through many, many other projects and helping us to get that up in a very quick quick turnaround based on what was happening in the environment. So, you know, once they have those basic data feeds, which you're probably already sending to Google and other paid media advertisements, once you have that plugged in, then it's about how do you activate your assortment within their marketplace so you're not lost, so that you're not just another PDP on the marketplace. And that's where our site merchandising team, we work regularly with Instacart partners to ensure that our great brands, specifically within private label, that they're being elevated, that our unbeatable value is showcased on the marketplace. So whether that's providing input on the navigation and the hierarchy, pulling together curated assortments for the holiday and seasonal time period, or just weekly deals to scream value and let the marketplace, Instacart marketplace shopper know that, like, this is a limited time offer, come and get it. We're constantly working with them to provide the surprise and delight moments within their marketplace that we curate on BigLots.com. I personally have a very talented merchandising team who are great storytellers, right? They're great online storytellers, and we've been happy to partner with Instacart and share that knowledge to build a relationship, ultimately improving the customer experience and the customer finding what they want quickly, but in the end of the day, building demand.
So I believe more congratulations are in order since in November, Big Lots was named one of the top omnichannel retailers publicly and recognized all of you for your omnichannel capabilities, including a number of the customer service innovations y'all had done both in the brick and mortar side as well as on the e-commerce slash omnichannel online side. What do you think, Erica, were some of those key factors that your team specifically delivered against that actually got you this recognition publicly?
Yeah, we were honored. We were honored to be named the top omnichannel retailer by Total Retail. And, you know, we've been transactional for 5 years and we've come a long way. We've talked about all of the initiatives we've launched in the last 18 months. But throughout 2020, it was extremely challenging for almost all businesses. And we quickly pivoted and innovated to meet the evolving customer needs, some of which were brought on, obviously, by the pandemic. But our team, we're very scrappy, we're quick thinking, we're very nimble. It allowed us to serve our customers better than ever. And, you know, we adjusted to the market dynamics to deliver excellent service. And I would say that the strategies were in place. This didn't just happen overnight. We were already working towards growth. We were already working towards expanding our assortment, building a strong foundation, optimizing the user experience. So we didn't get smart overnight, right? We had strategic thinking in place, well-positioned to play offense and well-positioned for growth. And but when the pandemic came, it wasn't chaos. We were organized. We knew what we had to do. We listened to the consumer. We made smart, quick choices, and we prioritized progress over perfection. And those are really, for me, key areas in growing the business and keeping up with the ever-changing demands of our consumer.
Well, let me remind our audience that all of our content, all available free, audio, podcast, video, link to our favorite podcasts and a number of other things, just go to cpgguys.com. And as I mentioned earlier in the podcast, we are audience-driven in terms of who we talk to and what we talk about. So give us that feedback. Go to ratethispodcast.com/cpgguys. Click on the Apple platform and leave us a review. It's very important to us that we're responsive to what your needs are. Wow. I don't know about you, Sri, but I thought that was absolutely terrific. Erica, we want to thank you so much for coming on the podcast today. You have an open invitation to come back to talk about anything you want. Great Danes, Big Lots, whatever you want. This is baseball. We love to talk about baseball here, but thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you very much. I'm more of a football girl, but I can talk a good baseball game if you need it. Thank you for giving us the opportunity. Thank you for shopping our stores. Peter, Sri, I hope you check out biglots.com or venture into one of your neighborhood Big Lots. I think you'll be very surprised, and I'd love to hear more about it.
Absolutely. Sri, I hear from her being a football fan and where she lives. I know she went, she didn't go there, but it is the place where you go to the Ohio State University.
That's right. I'm not a Buckeye. I'm a Golden Flash, but we love our Buckeyes too.
You gotta love the Buckeyes. Absolutely. Anyhow, Sri, what'd you think?
As always, Peter, doing this week over week with you is a pleasure. Thank you for being my partner and co-host. Erica, we can't thank you enough for joining the CPG guys and sharing both your experiences as well as your wisdom with our audience as well. And who said I haven't been to a Big Lots? So I've been in the CPG industry 2 decades. One of my passions is walking into stores even today, and it's never going to change.
Even when he comes to visit me in Connecticut, we have to walk stores together. It's fun. It's what we love to do.
Love it. Thank you both very, very much.
And to our audience, thank you for joining us. And we look forward to you doing so on the next episode of the CPG Guys podcast. Have a great day.
The content in this podcast episode is provided for general informational purposes only. By listening to our episode, you understand that no information contained in this episode should be construed as advice from CPG Guys LLC or the individual author, hosts, or guests, nor is it intended to be a substitute for research on any subject matter. Reference to any specific product or entity does not constitute an endorsement or recommendation by CPG Guys LLC. The views expressed by guests are their own, and their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The views expressed by CPG Guys LLC do not represent the views of their employers or the entity they represent. CPG Guys LLC expressly disclaims any and all liability or responsibility for any direct, indirect, incidental, special, consequential, or other damages arising out of any individual's use of, reference to, or inability to use this podcast or the information we present in this podcast.